Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Again, for all your academic information needs, for Concordia University here in Ann Arbor, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu. Again, they've got great videos of what campus life is like, a lot of great other information on there for current and future students as well as alumni as well. CUAA.edu for your athletic information, ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or your Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. You just heard from Katie Kirkhoff. We are now joined by her coach, second-year coach Amanda Asher for the Concordia women's lacrosse team. Coach Asher, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi there. Thanks for having me on. I'm great.
So year number two. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yes. Very exciting.
So let's go back to just maybe just a few weeks ago when you were really getting underway to get the practices going, et cetera. From your perspective, are there things maybe that you didn't know about being a coach or about yourself in year one that now you know going into year number two?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot I learned along the way, just preparation and getting our girls to gain that team chemistry and come together and just remembering we are one unit out there.
So last year, the learning experiences of that first season, what were the marching orders when you sent the kids on their way as you knew that year two, the building block was there and now you want to build on that. So what were your marching orders so that your student athletes were ready for season number two?
Yeah, well, just like you said, going back to our first season, I was happy about how the first season of competition went. We beat other new programs in Michigan, and while we knew it would be tough to take on programs that had four full years of recruiting classes, we were up for the challenge, and our team always stayed positive and got through those. So I wanted to build off last year and our mental toughness and physical toughness, so we built off that, and along with just conditioning, that has been our X factor this year especially.
Real quick aside, so you mentioned playing a lot of first-year programs or playing a few first-year programs here in the state in particular. Lacrosse in the state of Michigan, I was just talking to one of our guys here at WTKA, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the growth of the sport and how, you know, 10 or so years ago, it was, I believe, just Adrian at the college level, at any level that had lacrosse. And then as they've added, you added Detroit and you add Michigan and you're adding Concordia and other programs. And, of course, high school programs around the state as well. Does that make things a little bit easier for you as far as recruiting because there's more local athletes that have some interest in playing lacrosse at the next level?
Yeah. So as far as recruiting and that dynamic, so I'm pleased with our this year's freshman class and how the class of 2018 is shaping up. We have seen some really high-level 2018 commits, and I have six signed already with a couple more to come. But lacrosse is growing around the region. It's still growing. And right now there's around 80 high school teams in the state of Michigan and 20 college teams. So it's very competitive. But we've been fortunate to get some high-level commits that are very skilled players. So I'm excited to see our program grow.
I'm excited to watch your guys' program grow, the men's program, obviously, at Concordia there as well. And I love hearing that they're a guy from Maryland where the unofficial state sport is lacrosse. So I grew up and I've been to look a lot of lacrosse games, men and women, covering girls and boys at the high school level. I love the growth and that there are now 80 programs at the high school level and 20 at the college level.
Yes.
When within the last decade, it was like one at the college level and probably maybe a dozen, two dozen at the high school level. It's so much fun to watch the growth of the game here in the region and watching your program now go into year number two. And one of those things, and you mentioned them, the incoming freshmen. I talked to Katie about this a little bit, but from your perspective as a coach to bring in a group of freshmen to add to what you already had here, talk about the addition of the freshman class to this roster.
Yeah, so we have four new freshmen. We have Grayson Papp and Courtney Kraftchick. They were able to play in the fall with us, and they made immediate impacts playing well, and we want that to continue. We also have Sierra Steiner and Yasmin, who they're coming off injuries, but we also think that they're going to come up big for us this year.
And how are the upperclassmen helping them along the way to kind of show them the ropes, whether it's the academic side of things at Concordia or the team side of things?
Yeah, so they remind the girls that they've been in their shoes before, and they kind of go over expectations, but it's just nice to have someone to look up to. So since last year. We're still a young team, but last year the girls did not have that upperclassmen and girls that have been through a whole full year. So now they have that, and we do a lot of team bonding. The girls are really like best friends on the team.
Does it help you to now have to be in year two and moving forward when you get to years three, four, and beyond, that there are certain things as a coach that you no longer really have to coach, that they self-coach certain things, and maybe it frees up a little bit more time for you to coach more lacrosse things?
Yes. Yeah, it does. So, I mean, we are, like you said, we're a second-year program. I don't have those 4 years of recruiting classes in, but I'm building. So as we go along, we are establishing our culture and building our team culture. And I'm really excited for our second season. We have come so far from our last year's program, and we keep building. It is a building process, and I've seen great improvement from our returning players. And just for example, Kimberly Thompson, she's a second-year midfielder on our team. She has come so far. She's worked on her game, and she's going to be a vital impact for this team.
It's always great to watch the kids go from year one to year two, and you see that growth, and then year two to year three. That's one of the things I love about college sports, is watching kids just the maturity happens physically, mentally. It all kind of starts to come together, and next thing you know, you have this athlete, and you're like, where did you come from? And
yeah.
It's always nice to see their growth, and I'm sure the same thing can be said about members of your junior, senior class as well, where you have a combined six of those upperclassmen, which is to be expected for a team that's only in its second year, but you do have some of those upperclassmen. Talk about the leadership that they provide and some of the leaders, the captains of your team this year.
Sure. So we have Abigail Turner coming back. She's a team captain and leader. She led in a lot of the stat categories for us last year. We're going to rely heavily on her. We also have Grace Stadler. She's a senior. She was a soccer player, but she was second leading in score goals last year. So we look for her leadership this year. I have four returning defenders, so Katie Kirkhoff, Angela Nickelbein, Erin Wagnitz, and Jessica Russ, that will be a tough defensive unit for us out there. So we will look for those upperclassmen to be leaders for us.
And then, of course, there's a very important position on your squad we haven't talked a whole lot about yet, and didn't ask Katie about this as she's playing more up front than in the back, but every team needs a great goalie. Talk about what you have in net.
Yeah, so we have Samantha Cetra in goal. This is her second season. She started all 15 games for us last year. So we're excited to have her in net. She comes up big in close games, which has been helpful for us. She's fierce out there, and she's directing the defense.
Talking to Amanda Asher, second-year head coach for the Concordia women's lacrosse team here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So I got Katie's perspective on this. Now about the coach's perspective, how excited are you or itching are you to have a game tomorrow night?
I'm so excited for tomorrow night. We've been working really hard. So we've been outside until last Wednesday. We were forced to go inside because of the snow, but that we were able to focus on our conditioning. And since we will be playing inside, I'm glad that our lungs got used to running inside and that dynamic. But our girls have put in a lot of work. We want to stop beating up on each other and play someone else. So we're ready to go.
So that game is Valentine's Day evening. It's a 10:30 p.m. game. I did ask Katie about this as well. Do you have anything in place for the kids on the team as far as, you know, maybe forcing them into a nap or, you know, having them do certain things? 10:30 is a pretty unusual start time. I know they're college kids, so they can handle later nights, but still 10:30 as a start time for a game is a little bit unusual.
It is. Yeah, it's our latest game this season. I have talked to the girls and asked them to take a nap, which would be like during our practice time, since I know they don't have class. And then we're eating a little bit later as a team. So we can just get our minds and bodies ready for the game.
And that game is a 10:30 game on Valentine's Day evening at the Legacy Center against Cleary. And that's the first of six competitions away from Concordia before your first true home game, which is not until March 22nd. So opportunities for your team to go on the road, whether it's to Chicago or going down south. How important is it for you as a coach to have those kind of opportunities?
Oh, it's vital. Like you said, we will be road warriors starting the season off. So, Yeah, we'll play Clary tomorrow, and then we are out of state for 5 games. We go to Ohio and Chicago, Illinois, and then we go through North Carolina and Virginia on spring break. And then we do come home for 3 non-conference games before we get into conference play.
It is pretty exciting to see how the schedule lines up. So you get those experiences, you get on the road, get some games under your belt. You have the 3 non-conference games, as you mentioned, at home. And then that takes you through March and then obviously through the month of April. Some interesting competition when you get into league play because Lawrence Tech's a pretty good team. Siena Heights is a pretty good team. Yep. Aquinas is a pretty good team. So your league is like it is in most sports. The WAC is pretty competitive. These teams are all pretty darn good. Talk about setting up that non-conference schedule to prepare you for league games.
Yeah, so we wanted to stay competitive in our non-conference play, and we wanted to also play some teams that were close to our nature. So we have a couple teams that are second-year programs or a third-year program like us, but then we also play tougher teams that can test us before we get into our conference play.
It's Clear University, Valentine's the evening up at the Legacy Center. But if you want to mark your calendars for when you can see the team at home for the first time, it's March 22nd against Bethel College. More information at ConcordiaCardinals.com. And, Coach, before I let you go, I asked this of Katie. I asked her for individual and team goals for the season. For you, for the team, give us some of the big goals for the season.
Sure. So some team goals is that we come out, we play as one unit out there. We also want to be known as the tough team, so we come out right away flying. We're going to use our conditioning as our X factor, so we want to run up the tempo of the game. An individual goal for me as a coach is just to prepare my girls as much as possible before that match.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck, both on the field and, of course, for your student-athletes in the classroom as well. We would be remiss if we didn't, because I always like to ask coaches about the athletes that join us on the show. I didn't ask you specifically about Katie, both on the field and in the classroom, but seems like one of those student-athletes that really has her head on her shoulders properly.
Yes, no doubt. Katie is one of our team captains. She is a student of the game. She loves the game. She has a high lacrosse IQ. She's a clear communicator, and she's our backbone on our defensive unit.
Well, that's exciting for her. It's exciting for you guys to finally have games. Games start Valentine's Day night. I know you guys are really excited about it. We're excited about it for you as well. Looking forward to following your team all season long and catching up with you very soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks to Coach Amanda Asher for joining us here on the show to talk some Concordia women's lacrosse. On the other side of the break, we're going to be joined by Kyle Tomes from the Concordia Athletic Department here on Cardinals Corner. Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.